High school basketball is on the air. You're tuned to 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com for Saugatuck High School basketball. Tonight's game is brought to you by the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters and the Saugatuck Douglas Public Schools, Michigan Tile, Spectators, Friss Hallmark and Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, The Butler Restaurant, Shoreline Orthopedics, DeMond Super Value. Now let's go courtside with Gary Stevens for tonight's Saugatuck High School basketball game on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
And we bid you welcome from Saugatuck High School as the Indians host the Lawton Blue Devils in boys action tonight. Chris Allen is our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. And the 2013-14 season truncated by a lot of snow days and weather-related cancellation winds down to the final 2 weeks before March Magic begins 2 weeks from yesterday. And tonight's game, while it is a non-league game between two Southwestern Athletic Conference rivals, is indeed a game which both schools and both teams will be looking more towards progressing and getting ready for March Magic than it is actual regular season aspirations, although for Saugatuck they'd like to continue their winning ways as they are coming in with a 14-2 record and 8-0 in the SAC North, while the Lawton Blue Devils under their second-year head coach Josh Holman are 8-7 overall, 3-5 in the ultra-competitive SAC South. The varsity game is winding down, not a competitive contest, with Saugatuck holding a comfortable 19-point lead at 46-27. So we'll keep it with our pregame discussions here before we'll hear from both coaches, Josh Holman of the Lawton Blue Devils and Tom Kazin of the Saugatuck Indians. The Lawton Blue Devils, as we mentioned, 8-7 overall, 3-5 in the SAC South. They're coming off an impressive 74-59 win in a game that had to be made up from earlier this season. They played a Saturday afternoon game at home against the Bangor Vikings, took care of the Vikes by 15 points, led by 23 points from senior Brendan Wimes and 11 points from his sophomore brother, Jared. It is a team that is building under their second-year coach, Josh Holman, whom you'll hear talking about some of the things he's had to do to try to rebuild a Lawton program that is in the South, being very, very competitive. Two very strong teams in Lawrence and in Waterville. But Lawton has been able to hold their own against those rivals. And they'll be put to the test tonight against the presumptive North Division champion and defending league champion Saugatuck Indians. Indians ran through a gauntlet of games because of the weather that had to be played in a short period of time. They've gotten through it well. Their only losses have been here to Waterville 2 weeks ago, and a loss in the Cornerstone Tournament to Tri-Unity Christian. Other than that, the Indians have been able to solve the riddle that is the Southwestern Athletic Conference. They took care of Bangor in impressive fashion by a 28-point margin, 74-46. Behind 21 points from Mike Winowicki and 15 points from Wes Webbert. As you will hear from Coach Tom Kazin in a few moments, he feels that Webbert has relaxed his game a little bit in terms of getting back to the form that he showed and is capable of showing, a form that earned him a scholarship to Davenport University. And Coach Kazin feels that getting that matter resolved earlier this month has been very much of a relaxing situation for the 6'6 senior. It should be a scrappy game tonight, according to Coach Kazin, as the Blue Devils will be playing with hard intensity. And they have an X-factor on their squad as well. Sophomore C.J. Gould was called up from the junior varsity, and while he managed only 2 points in the win Saturday against Bangor, he has been impressive with his offensive showing since coming up from the JVs. And as a sophomore, he'll provide youth and a building block for the future as Lawton is led by their seniors, Brendan Wimes, Matt Church, and John Coleman, along with Jared Terry. They're very much a senior-oriented team. And at times they've looked good. At times they have struggled on the season. But such is the case with a program that has had to do some rebuilding in Wauten. This is one of five games involving Southwest Authentic Conference boys teams tonight. Watervliet is at Fenville. Martin is at Hartford. Marcellus at Bangor and Lawrence at Goebbels. There are four girls teams on tap as well, with Mendon at Goebbels, Bangor at Bridgman, Buchanan at Hartford, and White Pigeon taking on the Lady Devils down in Lawton. Last night, of course, we were hopeful of being here for the Saugatuck Lady Indians game against North Muskegon. The Norse were supposed to come in, but inclement weather led to the postponement of that particular contest, and in fact, the outright cancellation, because this is the last week of regular season play for the girls, and they will not be able to make up that game with Saugatuck playing at Martin tomorrow night, which necessitated the move of the North Muskegon game in the first place, and then the crossover game on Friday before before the state tournament begins for the girls next week. Along the rest of the Lakeshore, Greg Chandler is over at Zeeland West High School for the OK Green Showdown between the Ducks and visiting Holland High. That's on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. And then the usual Tuesday fair among OK Conference teams. It is a case where the boys play at one venue and the girls play at the other. So the Ducks and the Dutch meet at the Dutch Dome and the girls play. Byron Center and Holland Christian's boys meet at the Civic Center, and the girls do battle in Byron Center. Hudsonville's boys are at West Ottawa. The girls play at the home of the Eagles. Zeeland East is at Kennewa Hills, and boys play. The girls play in Zeeland. Hamilton at Unity Christian for the boys. The girls are in the home of the Hawkeyes. And two straight-out doubleheaders involving Alliance League teams tonight, with Calvary at Heritage Christian and Black River at Freedom Christian. This series has been more one-sided to Saugatuck, although it has been competitive for the Blue Devils. But the Blue Devils have not been able to solve the riddle that is the Saugatuck Indians. As the Indians won a year ago here, 58-56, a tough, hard-fought game. Mike Winowicki's 21 points offset a 13-point performance by Matt Church. Last time Lawton beat the Indians was back on January 11th of 2011, a 59-50 victory at home as Saugatuck has won the last two and eight of the last nine meetings in the series. One Blue Devils have made their way onto the court for their warm-ups, the varsity wearing royal blue jersey, similar to Saugatuck in terms of the color, but they have gold numerals and gold and white trim. Saugatuck will be in their home whites with royal blue numerals outlined in orange, and royal blue and orange trim, and Wes Weber leads the Saugatuck Indians onto the court for the warm-ups. So the Lawton Blue Devils and the Saugatuck Indians getting ready to do battle in boys basketball. When we return, we'll take a look at tonight's game. Head coach Tom Keeson of the Saugatuck Indians is standing by, but first we'll hear the thoughts of the second-year coach of the Lawton Blue Devils, Josh Holman. His conversation with me is next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Welcome back to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Men's basketball is the topic tonight as the Saugatuck Indians host the Lawton Blue Devils. Coach Josh Holman joins us with the Blue Devils, and it's been somewhat of a roller coaster season. You like some things that your team has done, but other times you sort of scratch your head saying, who are these guys that are wearing my team's uniforms? It's growing pains, but to a certain extent, you got to be pleased with the way the Blue Devils have developed this season.
Yeah, I'm real happy with the way things are going. I mean, we're coming together at the right time, and we're starting to peak when we need to. I mean, like we were just talking about, that the district's what we're working for, and I mean, it's my second year here, and it's trying to change that culture. You know, before I got here, there was a little bit of a losing way, and we're starting to change that, and we're turning things around.
It seems like that's the theme. I've been talking to some of the other SAC South coaches especially, is that they've had to do a lot of cleaning up of the not only the culture, but establish a program not only on the varsity level, but on the JVs, the freshmen, the junior highs, the Rockets. I mean, this, you can't build build a program in 1 year with just a solid varsity?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you don't go from the top down. You got to go from the bottom up. And, I mean, we've been hitting the younger kids hard. We wanted to work and establish and just get those basic fundamentals and have fun through those fundamentals. And, I mean, as you do the little things, the big things come. And I constantly tell the guys that good habits today lead to success tomorrow. And that's something that we try to go by each and every day and win the little battles to build up to that win in the big battle.
How much of a challenge in your second year of getting the players to buy into the program? It's easy to say, okay, it's an easy question to ask a first-year coach. I want the players to buy into my program and blah, blah, blah. But now, you know, to a certain extent, they know you. They know your tactics. They know your tricks. It's almost a tougher selling job in year two than it is in year one.
You know, the kids have done a pretty good job with that. I mean, yeah, they know some of my tricks and things that I used to motivate them a little bit last year don't necessarily work as well this year. But, you know, the kids, I want them to know that I'm here for the long haul. I mean, they've had a little bit of a patch where they had multiple coaches in a couple years, and it's like, I'm here for them. I mean, what I try to stress to them is, you know, they got 4 years to make high school what they've got. I'm here until, I mean, they tell me to hit the road, you know. So it's, I'm here for them. I want to help them be successful, not only in basketball, but in life. And just letting them know that I'm here for them and showing them that I care. And, I mean, that goes a long way with the kids. If they know you care, they're willing to work for you and put in the time. So,
Josh Ullman, the other thing I want to ask you about your team before we talk about tonight's game is the fact that the South has been very competitive with Lawrence and Waterville lead among the state's elite, and it's almost as if it's a knockdown, drag-out battle every league game. Is it sometimes a case where you got to get your team picking back up because you know that they're not that bad, but maybe they had a rough night at the office against the Panthers or against against the Tigers?
Yeah, you know, our kids have been pretty good with that. I mean, sometimes, yeah, being young, they're high school kids, they're gonna get down, and with this schedule that we've had, the snow and everything, I mean, it's been a battle, that's for sure, but the kids have done well. I mean, picking up and knowing that last night doesn't convert to tonight's success. And I mean, yeah, we might have had trouble the previous night, but it's a new ball game and a new day today. So,
all right, who should we look for from the Lawton Blue Devils to, you know, guys you need to have step up in order to get a victory?
You know, we look to Brendan Wimes and Matt Church. They're our senior captains and our leaders. CJ Gould is a kid we just moved up from the JV team. He's played 4 games with us, and two of those 4 games, he's been one of our leading scorers. So, you know, he's a big key to the ignition. I mean, cock to the ignition. It's just continue to work. I mean, I pride myself on the balance of our team, and I love to call in and talk about our balance and everything. So, I mean, we've got the two big guys, Brendan Wimes and Matt Church, but, I mean, we're going to need a roll from everybody tonight.
That does present a challenge when Saugatuck comes in. You know, you got two guys that have already committed to play in the next level, a 3-year varsity player in Webert, 4-year varsity player in Winnowicki. You got a guy that's going to be probably playing next level in football in Koshelski. You know, so there's talent on the other side, but yet that's a good challenge for your team, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we embrace these battles. You know, this is, like we talked about, this is a big test for us to see where we're at and where we can be moving forward. So we're looking forward to the battle tonight, and we're excited for it.
Head Coach Josh Ullman, good luck to you and the Blue Devils, not only tonight, but also in the March Magic Run coming up in a week and a half.
All righty, thank you.
When we come back, we'll go to the other locker room and talk with Head Coach Tom Kaysen. We're counting down to high school basketball. It's Saugatuck and Lawton boys games on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Two home games left in the regular season. Next Tuesday, we'll be here for the Martin Clippers. Tonight, it is the Lawton Blue Devils who take on Tom Kaysen and Saugatuck Indians. Tom, thanks for joining us. And so far, so good for the good ship Indians. Since last we saw you, a nice victory in Bangor. And right now, the division title is in your destiny, and chance to play for the conference title a week from Thursday is still within the Indians' grasp.
It is. I was very happy with how we played at Bangor. Tonight we have a scrappy Lawton team. They pose some problems for us. They have some quickness and a little bit of size.
Now, what things have you liked about this team over the last couple of games? Because it seems as if this team sort of has gotten to another gear.
Well, we talked about, at this point of the season, about the Fenville week, we played Goebbels. We had played Fenville, then we started with Goebbels. We told them that, hey, we had to pick up our intensity and focus a lot more, and the kids have responded.
Michael Winnowicki and Wes Roberts seem to play a lot more relaxed ever since they got their post-high school education plans out of the way. And that was that really burdening them? Did it really seem like it burdened them, or in retrospect, really wasn't that big of a deal?
For Michael, it wasn't because he signed early. Wes, I honestly felt he handled it like a champ, stuck true to his values, but I think towards the end here, the last few games before he signed, I think it was really bothering him. And once he got out of the way, he just seemed to play more fluid and a lot better.
What about some of the guys that you've asked for more, doing more, little things more, the scoring or more, the rebounding? Are you starting to see that with some of the other players that you're asking them to put a little bit more on the line?
Well, right now, Joey Kolchewski has really came out and got it done on the scoring end. He's kept himself out of foul trouble, knock on wood. And he's really stepped up his game. Tristan, in my opinion, has been our MVP this year. He's done all the little things. He doesn't necessarily score 10 points, but he scores 4 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. He just does what it takes to get the job done.
He also surprised some people with a 3-point shot here and there.
Oh, he can shoot it a little bit. And I told him a couple days ago, he's so unselfish. I told him, you need to start being selfish. So hopefully he'll get it going. Alex Segovia has kind of stepped up. And we're going to need him down the stretch. We're going to need his quickness.
All right, you mentioned a scrappy Lawton team. They're mid-table right now in the South. And they win one, they lose one. They win two, they lose two. It's sort of like they're listing a little bit inconsistency, but you kind of, you know, as the opposing coach, you kind of wonder which type of team you're going to be facing tonight.
Well, that's the problems that they pose. Every time we played them since I've taken over, it's been a tough game. They played Fenville tough the other night. They played Water of Elite tough earlier in the year. And like you said, it's up and down, up and down. But I have a lot of respect for them. They will hustle. They're quick. They will try to trap us, and we're going to have to be on our game.
It's almost like a football team that is defensively a very aggressive team. You try to run counters. You try to run misdirections to use their quickness against them. Same philosophy in basketball?
Yep, I would agree. We're going to try to do some things to slow them down, and we'll do a few, you know, hopefully having new things that we have put in. We haven't been able to practice because we had a snow day today, and yesterday they canceled practice because of the snow. So we haven't had a chance to perfect some of the new things we put in, but hopefully the kids will respond.
Tom Kaysen, good luck to you and the Indians. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Gary.
When we come back, let's look at the starting lineup. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball. Countdown to the game against the Lawton Blue Devils on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
You've got it on 92.7 The Van.
Commercial use of audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions and the accounts of this game without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. This announcer has been selected and is employed by Midwest Communications. Let's take a look at starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the visiting Lawton Blue Devils at 8-7 overall, 3-5 in the sack south. They'll have senior Brendan Wimes, along with seniors Matt Church, Jared Terry, and John Coleman in the starting lineup. They'll be flanked by junior Brad Holcomb. For the Saugatuck Indians, they'll have 5'9 freshman Blake Dunn and 6'3 senior Mike Winnowicki at the guards. 6'6 senior Wes Webbert and 6'1 senior Tristan Ferrara at the forwards. And 6'4 senior Joe Koszelski will be in the pivot. Looking at past games, the past games for the 5 starters for both sides. Brendan Wimes, the sophomore brother, is also on the team, but Brendan Wimes coming off a 23-point performance Saturday in the win against Bangor, equaling a season high. Matt Church had 10 points against Bangor. Jared Terry did not figure in the scoring. John Coleman had 5 points. Brad Holcomb did not figure in the scoring Saturday. For the Indians, they were led by Mike Winnowicki's 21 points as they won at Bangor on Friday night. It's usual that the two opponents of a certain team will meet in the next game against each other, but that's the case here. Wes Webbert had 15 points. Joe Koscielski had 6 4-points each for Blake Dunn and Tristan Ferrara. The men will be carrying the stripes tonight. Randy Bigelow is the man in charge as the referee. Ben Army worked with Randy in the JV game, so they're doing double duty tonight. They're also joined by Anthony McBride as the officials for tonight's game. I want to remind you about something. I don't want to forget about this, so I'm going to do it right now. Coming up a week from Thursday, the 26th and the 20th, actually, Wednesday and Thursday, the 26th and the 27th of February, Saugatuck High School students will present Once on This Island, the first musical in school history set in the Caribbean. Once on the Island tells a timeless story of love, courage, hatred, and prejudice about a peasant girl and her quest. Runs to the island and chants with its contemporary cast of capricious island gods and determined mortals. Catchy Caribbean music and message of love. The music begins at 7:30 each night at the Saugatuck Center for the Arts. Tickets for Once on the Island are $5 for students, $8 for adults, purchased at the door or in advance at the Saugatuck High School office. So, again, we want to make a mention of that coming up involving the Saugatuck Performing Arts as they present their first musical in school history next Wednesday and Thursday nights at the Saugatuck Center for the Arts. The Saugatuck Indians under Coach Tom Kazin, and they'll have their final team talk momentarily while Coach Josh Holman has some final words for his Lawton Blue Devils before they go to work tonight against the Saugatuck team they have not beaten in 3 years and have only beaten once in the last 9 meetings. But as we saw with Waterford Lead a couple of weeks ago, a team playing determined basketball can slow down a Saugatuck team that does have some problems with rebounding. We'll have the opening tip next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to the free online courses on hydration and concussions. The message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Chris Allen is our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. As the two starting lineups are being introduced before a crowd that's, I would say, maybe half full tonight. We did not have school in the Saugatuck District today, so the blue crew that normally populates the far lower corner here, as we're bringing you our game from the mezzanine, as we always do, maybe a little bit lean tonight. And, of course, this is the second before the last home game for the Saugatuck Indian boys. The girls' home season ended, unfortunately for them, a little earlier than they wanted to. Their game against North Muskegon got wiped out last night by the weather and will not be made up. So it's on the road for Kevin Tringali's team the rest of the way through and into the state tournament. I want to remind you about Hope College basketball as the Flying Dutchman are in Kalamazoo to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Join Ron Weatherby and Adam Fritz for all the action of Hope College basketball. 7:10 broadcast time tomorrow night. Hope at Kalamazoo. Men's basketball here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Again, the Lawton Blue Devils in their royal blue road jerseys with gold numerals and gold and white trim. We'll be moving from right to left in the first half. Saugatuck in their home whites with royal blue numerals outlined in orange. Royal blue and orange trim. They'll be moving from left to right. Wes Webber will be jumping up against Matt Church. Webber has about an inch advantage on his fellow senior. Randy Bigelow has the basketball in his hands. He strides the center circle, blows the whistle, tosses the ball up. Church wins the draw, and Lawton gets first possession of this game. Indians in the man-to-man, and the pass goes right into the hands of Joe Koscielski. And it's deflected out of bounds as he tries to outlet out by the man who coughed it up, Brendan Wimes. So the first turnover of the game goes Saugatuck's way. And so they'll have their first possession trying to get the opening points of the game. I want to wake you up with the timeline as Lawton goes into the man-to-man. Koscielski, high post right. Inside for Webber. Lies it up, lays it in. Good entry pass from Koscielski to Webber. And the Indians cash in on the turnover lead 2-0, 27 seconds into the game. Three-quarters court pressure broken on the pass. Left baseline, Matt Church pulls it back out now for Brant Holmcomb. Drives inside for Terry. Ball deflected into the hands of Weber. Turnover number two and as many possessions for Lawton. Front court, Ferrara. He'll swing it left side for Weber between the circles. Winnowicki, he'll bring it back to center court to reset the offense. Holding the ball up is Ferrara. Left side, Winnowicki, triple from there. No. Long rebound grabbed off by Koszelski into the left corner. Cross court pass to Weber. He'll reset the offense between the circles as we see Alex Segovia into the lineup, in for Blake Dunn. And I'm not certain if Blake is available. We have a foul called. Don't see him dressed, in fact. As Winnowicki drew the contact foul on Jared Terry, the first foul for either side. So instead of Blake Dunn getting the call tonight, it's Alex Segovia, the 5'8 junior coming off a 7-point performance Friday in Bangor. So foul line right is Mike Winnowicki, first of two, dropping. Indians with a 3-0 lead, cashing in all their points so far off of Lawton turnovers. Two possessions, they're trying to make it maximize right here. Second free throw for Winnowicki. Man headed for Indiana Wesleyan. We'll give you the accounts, the latest on the two Kazan brothers and how they're doing on the collegiate level a little bit later on in our broadcast. Pressure in the backcourt, stolen as Koszelski steps in front, and we got a blocking foul as Koszelski ran into Matt Church to get the turnover, and Church is called for the blocking foul. So the first foul of the game against Lawton, second foul, I should say, against Lawton, goes against Church. So the Indians have forced three turnovers and three possessions by the Lawton Blue Devils. Not an auspicious start. I saw Blake Dunn as I walked in here tonight. Looked like he was ready to play, but I do not see him on the bench. So I'm not certain whether or not the freshman point guard is going to be available or not. Here is Weber from the top of the arc. A two-pointer is good. Foot is on the arc. 6-0 Saugatuck. They've scored baskets on three Lawton turnovers. And three-quarters court pressure is being seen now by John Coleman to Wines. Flips it in the front court to Jared Terry. No-look pass was behind Holcomb, out of bounds. Four possessions, four turnovers, and we'll get a timeout called by Josh Holman. 6:12 to go, first quarter. Our score is Saugatuck 6, and Lawton nothing. This is Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. As we come back, the Indians cash in on their fourth turnover cause, and we have a block by Ferrara at midcourt to Weber, who was slammed on the last basket. Winnowicki triple right side, in and out. Rebound grabbed off by Jared Terry. So Lawton is down 8-0. They've had four turnovers and a block shot in their five possessions. Indians have scored on all four of the turnovers. And they are trying to keep the pressure on as a pass from Holcomb knocked out of bounds by Ferrara, maintained by Lawton. First substitution for either side will introduce senior Mark Danger into the lineup. He'll replace Jared Terry for the Blue Devils. So the Indians are bringing out their man-to-man, but it's a trapping man-to-man defense. Right corner Holcomb in now for Danger. And he loses possession at the baseline out of bounds. Six possessions, five turnovers for Lawton. Indians lead 8-0, and they've scored all four of their baskets. Three baskets and two free throws off of turnovers. Weber quickly in the front court, pulls up for the 12-footer. Got it. Wes Weber with eight of those 10 points. Indians now lead a 10-0. 10 points off five turnovers. Almost near maximum return in this day and age of three-point plays. Again, Indians putting pressure on the ball defensively. Wimes right baseline gets pushed out by Koszelski, and Joe will commit the foul. First foul against Saugatuck tonight. Koszelski is the guilty party. So it'll be inbound left baseline by the Lawton Blue Devils. 4:47 to go, first quarter. Indians by 10-0, and number 10 will break that the duck. Brant Holcomb with a driving layup, and Holcomb gets the first 2 points of the game for the Blue Devils. 10-2, Saugatuck with the lead. Weber, right side for Winnowicki. Gets a screen from Ferrara. Kicks it left side to Koszelski to Weber. Triple from 25. Back of the rim, no. Ball goes over the top of the backboard. It'll be Lawton basketball. Tom Kazan and his counterpart, Josh Ullman, both in the knit shirts tonight. The royal blue knit shirts for both of them. Different designs, of course, for different schools. Church, right corner for Wimes. Triples from the right corner. Back of the rim, no. Rebound deflected. Grabbed by Koshelski. Joe wants to outlet out for Ferrara. Flips it back to Segovia. Drives left baseline. Gets contact on from Church and will go up to the line with a foul. And Matt Church has picked up his second foul in the first 3:57, and he's going to get a seat on the bench momentarily. Alex Segovia, his season high, 10 points in the win here against Goebbels. He'll be at the line right. We'll get a first substitution for Saugatuck momentarily. Segovia breaks the front end of the two-shot foul. Now the substitutions come in. Joseph Shagway, the 6'2 senior, replaces Koshelski for Saugatuck. Jared Wimes, the sophomore, replaces Coleman. Matt Williams, the junior, comes in to replace Holcomb. Now the Indians bring in Austin Phillips, the 5'10 senior, to replace Ferrara in the lineup for the try. Second of two free throws for Segovia, trying to get on the score sheet. Does. First point for Alex. Indians lead at 11-2, halfway through first quarter. Ball almost tipped away by Phillips, goes into the hands of Jared Wimes, pulls it back to his brother Brendan. Brendan Wimes to the foul line, trying to spin around Segovia, who's got the defensive pressure and is giving up, by, I think, about 4 inches. Wimes of the runner, high banker, no rebound, Shashagway, Saugatuck. Weber feels back to give him help to dribble it over the timeline. Weber will take it into the lane, kicks it left side for Shashagway. Winnowicki pulls it back out. Michael does, almost to midcourt. Brendan Wimes on him. And Brendan Wimes picks his pocket in first turnover against Saugatuck. Good steal by Brendan Wimes. And he'll walk it over the timeline. 3:16 to go first quarter. 11-2 to Saugatuck with the lead. Lawton with the basketball. Jared Wimes drives underneath. Reverse layup partially blocked. And we have a foul, and it might be against Weber. Down goes C.J. Gould, the sophomore. It'll be Shashagway with the foul, though. Joe picks up his first, second on the Indians. It'll be an inbound situation with 3:09 to go in the first. Segovia sits down. Alex Ann shoots. The 5'9 sophomore replaces him. Here is Jared Wimes. Takes it to the basket. Shot is short. Rebound grabbed off Phillips. Outlets out. It's Winnowicki in the lane. Ground two defenders, doesn't get it. Rebound snatched away. Mark Danger, but he throws it right in the hands of Ann shoots. He goes in. Does Winnowicki gets the basket and a blocking foul. 6 turnovers, 12 points already for Saugatuck off of those turnovers. Winnowicki now has 4. Foul line right will be Winnowicki. Converts the three-point play. 14-2, Indians with the lead. Didn't get the number of the foul, and we almost had another steal by Anschutz as he knocked it away from Brendan Wimes. I have not seen the Saugatuck Indians this aggressive defensively in terms of stealing basketballs and really outmatching an opponent that way since, unfortunately, the Bloomingdale game here, that 72-8 fiasco for the Cardinals. Here's a drive left side by C.J. Gould. Nobody got a contact foul. Silly foul, and Winnowicki knew it. Whereas it's going to be on Wes Weber instead. Winnowicki was shaking his head, but Weber's the one who commits the foul. Indians with 3 fouls, and foul line left is the sophomore C.J. Gould. And he'll drop the first of the 2 free throws. Weber will sit down. Segovia replaces him. Brandon Turner, the senior, comes in for Lawton. He'll give Brendan Wimes a rest. So to reset the lineups for you with Shashagway and Phillips, Winnowicki has still gone all the way. Segovia back in the lineup along with Anschutz for Saugatuck. C.J. Gould called up from the JVs earlier this month, makes both the free throws, makes it 14-4. Saugatuck with the lead. Pull up right side. Winnowicki is good. Michael now with 7. 16-4, Indians with the lead. It is Jared Wimes. Into the front court, deflected pass into the hands of Alex Segovia for Saugatuck. Turnover number 7 for Lawton. Indians have punished him with 6 baskets and a free throw in the first 7 turnovers. Will it again? A shot by Shashangwe was blocked by Mark Danger, and then the ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll go to Lawton. So Shashangwe got schooled a little bit there by Mr. Danger. 1:57 to go, first quarter. Indians are comfortable by 12. 16-4, and another turnover into the hands of Segovia. In for headshots. He drives and scores and shoots with the two. Alex with his first two. 18-4. Saugatuck with the lead. In the lane is Wines. And Jarrett's shot is no good. And as Segovia and as Anschutz goes to get the rebound, he got undercut by Matt Williams, and Williams will commit the foul. Up quickly with a little help from his friends as Anschutz. Fouls on Matt Williams, his first. 5 fouls now on the Lawton Blue Devils. In the backcourt is Anschutz. Hands it to Winowicki. Michael brings it over the timeline. Winowicki trying to work on Matt Williams. Phillips, minute 26 to go, first quarter. Indians 5-14. Pass inside for Phillips as they got the entry pass low post right. A push by Brendan Wimes, who's back in the lineup. And Brendan picks up his first. 6 fouls already for Lawton. The bonus light will go on. And once Winowicki inbounds, right baseline offensive. Michael flips it out. Almost a steal, but it's Segovia taking it hard to the basket. Lays it up and lays it in. Alex with 3. 20-4 Indians with the comfortable lead. 8 turnovers, 15 points for Saugatuck has cashed in on those turnovers. Here is Wimes, pull up Brendan Wright, baseline, no. Rebound, it'll be Williams, puts it up, no, but draws contact and a foul. I believe it's going to be on Austin Phillips. Or is it going to be on Shashangwe? Should be on Phillips. First of 2 free throws from Matt Williams is no good. The foul is on Phillips. 4 fouls on Saugatuck in the first half. Matt got a couple of points Saturday in the win against Bangor. His seventh in the win at Bloomingdale. Williams misses the second, and stepping in front of him to get the defensive rebound is Winowicki, and Michael bring it over the timeline with 47 seconds to go, first quarter. Indians by 16, 20-4. Here is Anschutz between the rings to Winowicki left side, trying to work on Matt Williams. Ball knocked out of his hands into the hands of Shashangwe to Segovia. Alex right side between the rings, Winowicki. Indians being patient right now with offense right now as Winowicki pulls it between the rings. Right side Segovia between the circles, Anschutz. Alex takes it to the lane through 2 defenders, partially blocked, but followed up is by Shashangwe, who scores. 22-4, Saugatuck with the lead. First 2 for Joe. Brendan Wimes will bring it over the timeline. Tries to get a pick from Mark Danger. Feeds into Danger in the circle. Fadeaway jumper, no. Rebound, Austin Phillips, Saugatuck. Last second heave at midcourt from Winowicki is short, and the first quarter is over. All Saugatuck after one quarter. Indians 22, Lawton 4. This is Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Points for Wes Weber, 7 points for Mike Winowicki, leading the Saugatuck attack. They have forced 8 Lawton turnovers and have scored 15 points off of those turnovers. Only 1 cough up for Saugatuck in that span. Indians will start the second quarter with the basketball and the lead. Wes Weber back on the court along with Tristan Ferrara. Alex Anschutz, Joel Koszelski back on, and we say hello to Jake Vermeulen for the first time tonight. Fadeaway left side by Weber, no good. Rebound deflected by Vermeulen, but it's recovered by Brandon Turner. He'll take it to the lane. Ringles rolls it in. First 2 for Turner. And it's now a 4:22-6 lead. Jake Vermeulen, the 6'1 junior, trying to make his presence felt more than just offensively. Weber between the rings. For Saugatuck, kicks it out for Anschutz, trying to get a screen from Ferrara. Vermeulen left side. His pass for Weber went behind him and deflected out of bounds by Matt Williams and be maintained by Saugatuck. Brendan Wines and Williams. C.J. Gould, and Turner. Mark Danger, the five on the floor for Josh Holman's Blue Devils. Here's Weber taking his line. The shot is pulled away from him by Wimes. We're going to call that a turnover as Wimes picked his pocket. Second turnover against Saugatuck. Here is Williams trying to work on Vermeulen, and we got a travel call by Williams. Ninth turnover against Lawton. Weber was taking it to the lane, and he got his pocket picked just before he was able to bring it up by Brendan Wimes. Both players a little stunned by the collision in terms of not colliding, but they both fell hard to the floor. But they're okay, and they're continuing in the game without any need of assistance. Weber will bring it over the timeline. Matt Williams on him. Vermeulen left wing to Koshelski. Into the lane through two defenders. Puts it up and puts it in. Joe with his first two. 24-6. Saugatuck with the lead. Nine turnovers, 17 points for Saugatuck. Here's Brandon Turner. Triple from 25 right side short. Rebound deflected out of bounds. Koshelski knocked down Brendan Wimes. Ball out of bounds. It'll go to Saugatuck. So Lawton didn't get the basket. Lawton didn't get a foul. And man that was not on our roster is in the lineup now. Oh, John Coleman. He's back. John Coleman is back for Lawton. Started the game. That's why I didn't spot him right away. Here is Vermeulen. Left side pocket picked again by Wimes, who's gotten two of the three turnovers on steals. And Vermeulen fouls. First foul on Jake, five on Saugatuck. 6:13 to go, first half. Indians with a 24-6 lead. At the half, we'll go through the numbers, and JJ will have his MHSA perspective. John Johnson's topic tonight, who will step up? That's the MHSA perspective at the half. Brendan Wimes will walk it over the timeline. Indians are showing a 1-3-1 zone. Danger has deflected off his hands to Brandon Turner, wing right. Over now to Wimes. Brendan kicks it in the right corner for John Coleman. Coleman trying to get through two defenders. Rolls it over to Danger. In the lane, short jumper. Doesn't get it. Rebound grabbed off by Tristan Ferrara Saugatuck. Weber over the timeline. Wes will be asked to do some guard duties once he gets to Davenport. Good ball handler. Here's Koshelski backing in the lane. Through two defenders. Puts it up. Puts it in. Draws contact and the fouls has been Army. Joe with four in this quarter in the game. The foul on Brandon Wimes. Brendan Wimes picks up his second. So Koshelski foul line right. Anschutz replaces, Segovia places Anschutz in a change of Alex's. Winnowicki returns to give a rest to Jake Vermeulen. So the starting five back in for Tom Kazin's team. Foul line right is Koshelski. He'll make the old school 3-point play. The Indians by 21, 27-6 in a game that frankly is a little surprising. I did not think that the Indians would have an easy time of it, and I don't think Tom Kazin thought of it as either, because they thought Lawton was going to be able to give him a good challenge, and right now Lawton has been coughing it up. 9 turnovers, 17 points for Saugatuck off of those 9 Lawton turnovers. Here's Wimes. His pocket was picked by Segovia. Alex out to Winnowicki. He'll take it hard to the lane. Misses it. Rebound put back up and in by Wes Weber, who's got 10. 29-6. And we get another timeout called by Josh Holman. 5:03 to go, first half. Our score, Saugatuck 29, Lawton 6. This is Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thefan.com. Lawton has already called two timeouts to try to stem a Saugatuck tide of 29-6. Difference in this game, 10. Lawton turnovers cashed in for 19 Saugatuck points, and they lead by 23. Lawton with the basketball inside the arc. Fadeaway jumper, Brandon Turner, no. Rebound from Mike Winnowicki. The Indians normally have problems cleaning the defensive boards. Not tonight. It's been one and out for Lawton literally every time if they've not coughed it up. At the arc, jumper by Winnowicki is no good. Rebound snatched away by C.J. Gould. Up to John Coleman. He'll bring it over the timeline. Indians in the 1-3-1 trapping zone. Gould Left corner now for Brandon Turner. His pass inside for Gould. Ground three defenders. His shot was blocked. Rebound grabbed off there by Matt Williams underneath reverse layup. No good. Rebound snatched away by Wes Weber. And as Weber tried to go away, C.J. Gould held him up. That'll put Weber to the line with a bonus situation. C.J. picks up his first foul. Indians 5 of 6 from the free throw line as a team. It has been an impressive first 12 minutes for the Indians. 4:15 to go in the first half. Foul line right, Weber. First of two. Yep, because he makes the front end of the 1-1. Indians by 24, 30-6. And right now with his hands folded across his chest, just pacing right now, Josh Holman. His team is getting schooled by a Saugatuck team that's playing on hitting all cylinders right now. Weber now with 12. Indians lead at 31-6. Walking the ball over the timeline, Jared Wimes. Weber on him in the front of the 1-3-1 trapping zone. And he steps in front of a pass and gets a turnover. Weber, 1-on-2, will take it to the lane. Finger rolls it in. Weber with 14. Indians with a 27-point lead, 33-6. Here is John Coleman, left side. He'll be open for the three, and he throws a brick. Rebound, saved by Carrara, but into the hands of Turner. Foul line jumper, back of the rim, no. Offensive rebound, John Coleman pulls it back out for Gould. Triple from the right side, got it from the right side. Three cracks at the basket, and Gould finally gets the three. 3:31 to go in the first half, and Indians lead it by 23. Delay a game warning has been issued against Lawton, and will enable Austin Phillips to replace Ferrara for Saugatuck. 33-9, Indians lead, 3:26 to go, first half. They have the basketball against the Lawton man-to-man. Here is Winawicki pulling it back between the rings. Resets the offense, gets a pick from Koszelski, drives it left side. Reverse layup is good. Winawicki with 9. Indians by 26, 35-9. Right corner, Gould. Line drives, triple is no good. We have a foul away from the ball, and it might be on Koszelski trying to clear out room. Four with the push, and that is Koszelski's second foul on Joe, so he'll probably sit. And he knows it, too, because Joseph Shagway comes right in to replace him. Indians with 6 fouls. Bonus light will be lit as the ball goes into Coleman. In the right corner, his pass for Gould, but Gould was on the baseline when he received it. Turnover number 4 in the quarter, 12 in the game. Indians have already scored field goals on the first 3 turnovers here in the second quarter. It's been that way all game. Here's Winawicki. His pass for on the left side, and that was sailing out of bounds as Shagway drove to left baseline to try to receive the pass. The ball went into the left corner. So the Indians finally do not cash in on a turnover. But Lawton is staring a 26-point deficit in the face. John Coleman between the rings, hands it to Jared Wimes, the sophomore. Bounce pass for Gould, another sophomore. He's 2-time. Ball stripped away momentarily by Segovia, and then he's called for the travel. So Segovia pulled it away, but then traveled and trying to pull it away. So we'll have swap of turnovers there. That's now 13 for Lawton and 5 for Saugatuck. Indians have not given up a point on those turnovers yet. Well, Lawton has given up 21 points in their 13 turnovers. The team is doing good when they get equal amount of points for turnovers. Line drive by Jared Wimes, triple on the right side. No good. Rebound offensive, John Coleman. Right side, Gould. Triple is an air brick. Deflected, rebound into the hands of Shashagway. Indians dodge another bullet in that one. Still no points off, and now 5 Saugatuck turnovers. 4 here in the second quarter. Segovia. The Shashagway hands it to Winawicki. Drives left side, takes it to the hole, and scores. Winawicki with 11. Indians comfortably in front, 37-9. They lead by 28. Here is Jared Wimes trying to bull his way through, and he pulled his way too hard. Offensive foul. Jared Wimes is his first. Turnover number 14 in the game, And the double bonus slide will go on once the Indians inbound. That's the ninth foul and a half for Lawton. And Tom Kaysen wants to take a 30-second timeout, his first timeout of the game. I want to remind you is why do men such as Randy Bigelow, Anthony McBride, and Ben Army officiate? Some officiate for the love of the sport. Others officiate simply because they love being around kids. Well, some just got sick and tired about complaining about officials and did something about it by becoming one. To become a registered high school game official, call the MHSAA or go to MHSAA.com. You can be a referee. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. With Chris Allen, our producer, I'm Gary Stevens. We are at Saugatuck High School with 1:46 to go in the first half. Indians enjoying a 37-9 lead. Wes Webber with 14 points. Mike Winowicki with 11, pacing the Saugatuck attack. C.J. Gould with 5, leading Lawton. Pressure in the backcourt, broken as Segovia brings it into the frontcourt, hands it to Anschutz. Alex between the rings for Winowicki. Triple between the rings is good. Michael's first tray. Indians now make it 40-9 lead and add 3 more points to their turnover margin in terms of cashing in on turnovers. And John Coleman just threw it into Tom Kaysen's lap. 7 turnovers in the quarter, 15 in the game. Vermeulen comes in to replace Winowicki. So it's Shagway and Phillips. Vermeulen and the two Alexes. Anschutz, who gets the pass along with Segovia. Right baseline drive. Shagway got a nice feed and scores. 42-9. Another 2 points off of turnovers. Indians enjoying a very comfortable 33-point lead. 40 points after the half, we go running clock. Here's John Coleman in the lane, throws up a wild one-hander, no off of the backboard, rebound Alex Segovia, Saugatuck. Right now, Lawton is completely devoid of confidence offensively. And shoots over the timeline, left side for Vermeulen. Triple from the left side, side of the rim, no. Rebound snatched away, Martin Radholm come for the Lawton Blue Devils. He'll take it to the lane. Kicks it back off of the leg of Segovia, back to himself. He'll flip it between the rings for Jared Wimes. Tries to drive, and we have an offensive foul. Offensive foul on Wimes. Jared's second. Turnover 16 in the game. 26 turnovers off of those 16. 26 points off of 16 turnovers for Saugatuck. 16 Lawton turnovers. That's the story of the game right there. Half a minute to go, first half. Segovia over the timeline. Trying to work on Gould. Battle of a couple of sophomores. And it's taken there on a steal away by Gould. Hands it to the guard, that's Brad Holcomb. 15 seconds to go in the first half. Indians in the man-to-man to finish up the half. Holcomb brings it over to the timeline. And then got held up at the high post left as he stopped with 8 seconds to go. Bonus light is on. We'll see free throws. As Randy Bigelow will make the call. The foul is on Alex Segovia. First on Alex. So foul line left is Brad Holcomb. 2 points in this game. Season high at 9 against the win at Bloomingdale. Foul line left. Right-handed shooter, Mr. Holcomb. Eyes to front end of the 1-1. And misses it. Rebound grabbed away by Vermeulen. 4 seconds to go in the half. Triple left corner is an air brick by Segovia. First half is over. All Saugatuck, they befuddle Lawton with their defense, and they stride off into the locker room, enjoying a 42-9 lead over the Blue Devils. At the half is next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.